Blog Talk Radio.
Magazine in the morning, motivational Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays. Every day we motivate you to do better, to make sure your life is better, to make sure your business is better. This week is a big one. Thursday, May 2nd, Be There Magazine After Dark. Be There Magazine After Dark. Networking at its best at the Metro Points Hotel. Be there, pass it on. It's going to be a big one. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Opportunity to come out and meet 100 heavy hitters, people who can do things for your business and do things for yourself. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity where you can walk in a room, no hassle, no attitude. Everybody there is a winner, and you're going to be there also. This is going to be the hottest event of the season. And if you don't take advantage of it, you're going to miss a big one. It's at the Metro Points Hotel, 8500 Napa's Road, a night of 100 heavy hitters, movers and shakers. We'll be right back with Johnny Benson. Welcome back. Johnny, are you on there?
Yes, sir, Russell, I am. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you loud and clear. Tell us, Johnny, about your business and what you're going to be doing on Thursday. It's going to be a big one.
Oh, great. My name is Johnny Beeson, and that actually is my business. I saw something a few years ago. I'm no different than anyone on this call. I just saw something a few years ago, and I got hooked into it, and it's internet marketing, multi-level marketing. The internet is generating a lot of income for a lot of people who are getting in at the right time, and that means they're getting in there first because there's a tsunami of prosperity coming to America in the form of internet marketing, but you've got to have a boat in the water. All boats will be lifted, and if you have a good business where people are buying it, where you don't have to sell it, they're buying it already, then you're lining yourself up to generate tremendous amounts of income, not only for yourself, but your family, your friends, especially young people. Now, the business that I'm in, we have a product that's only been in America for about 3 years. It comes in the form of a vitamin, an actual mushroom, really. So it's been in China for over 4,000 years and was only given to the Chinese royalty, and the rich were able to buy it in China. But over the last 3 years, it's come to America in the form of nutraceutical capsules, pills, soap, toothpaste, and even a lotion. The product is called Ganoderma. I want you to Google that, G-A-N-O-D-E-R-M-A, Ganoderma. Gano means bright and shiny. Derma means, like dermatology, skin. This product is so good, it's counted as the number one herb in the world. Actually, it's rated higher than ginseng. The company that gave me the opportunity for this has shown me that this is going to be the biggest income earner for a lot of people, but yet it's not happening in Washington, D.C. I'm a member with a company called Organo Gold, and their main product is spoken to be coffee. Coffee, the number two commodity on the stock market, right behind oil. All the places have coffee. 7-Eleven, they sell 1 million cups a day. There are 500 million cups of coffee served in North America every day. And with this business, all you need to know is two people, and it just grows and grows and grows. But I want to get back to Ganoderma. This product is so awesome because it doesn't do like regular coffee, actually. We have coffee, tea, hot chocolate. I'll have samples for everyone at the affair this Thursday night. I'm hoping to just get some people involved because my goal is to get young people off the street and on the beach. I want to get them out of the firing lanes and traveling on airplanes. They have been going through a struggle that we can't even comprehend, young men especially. They couldn't get a job in a good economy. They either have a felony or child support on them that's stopping them. So they decide to sell things that are quite illegal, drugs, guns. But you don't go to jail for selling coffee. And they can turn their PlayStation into a pay station. That means Nintendo was intended to make them some dough, but they don't know. But if they knew what I knew and knew what I do, they would do what I do because they are long overdue. So they can do their due diligence and get involved with something that is going out, it's going crazy. You do not have to sell coffee. People are selling it anyway. Russell, I don't want to say too much. I just want to say my website, my name is my game. That's www.johnnybeason.com, JohnnyBeason. I'll see you on the other side of the rat race. That's lowercase, no space, JohnnyBeason.com. Back to you, Russell.
But don't leave yet, buddy. You just had a mouthful.
Oh, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I want you to continue to talk a little bit more about these youth and how this project can help the youth. We'll be right back with Johnny Benson. This is very, very interesting, and it's awesome because we need this. This is a man who is not only an entrepreneur, he's a caring individual. He's a man that will not only support businesses, but also will make sure that the youth has something to go. We'll be right back with Johnny Benson. Welcome back. May 2nd is going to be a unique opportunity to have entrepreneurs, business people, people with talent to come in one room. Where can you go and be in one room and 100 heavy hitters are in that room? And everybody there is there to know what you do. They're not there to just be there. They're being there to find out what you do. When you walk up to an individual and you pull your business card out or you give them a flyer, they say, thank you. Let me look at it. How can I get in touch with you? This is what it's all about. And Johnny is going to be one of the people we're going to be featuring. He will have opportunity to come up and talk to people outright. So you get a chance to meet him not only in person while he networks the room, you'll be able to see him with the microphone in his hand speaking to these individuals. But he is doing something that most people aren't doing. He's connecting the dots. He's making sure that people get information, and he's empowering the businesses and himself. How did you have this vision of getting involved with multi-level marketing? I've been knowing you for quite a while now. I've done some things with you. I've had my book signing one time with you over at a hotel in D.C., and you've had several motivational speakers speak. How did you get the fortitude and the attitude and the adjustment of working with people that you want to do this? How did you come about doing this?
Well, actually, Russell, I've been in multi-level marketing for over 37 years. I believe I first came in with Amway. And at that time, multi-level marketing was all paperwork. It was carbon copies, write hard with the ink pen, mail it off, wait for it to come back, and then deliver products to people's doors, at people at your job. But what's happened over the last 13 years, that's about how long we've been emailing. The internet has created a huge opportunity for people to connect instantly with hundreds and thousands of people with just the touch of a button. It's no longer a building made of brick and mortar. We can actually click and order. And if you have something set up where people can click and order from you and you gain a commission and you bring in people that become partners, it creates a kind of a electronic pyramid. And people have their druthers about pyramids, but I want to remind everyone that Jesus started a pretty good pyramid about 2,000 years ago. And I just saw that this was getting ready to just jump off because more and more people were losing jobs because of computers. If you look at the Safeway, the Giant, they're about five cashiers gone because we're scanning our own food through the computer checkout. If you look at banks, some banks have three and four ATM machines out front. Therefore, tellers are disappearing because you don't have to give those ATM machines lunch break, and they don't take leave. They go 24/7. The post office is talking of cutting off Saturday. People don't realize that the post office will close if they don't start delivering heavy bulk boxes because more and more people are using email instead of snail mail. So if computers are doing that, you can actually make a computer your employee. And it gets so amazingly intriguing with young people because they're carrying their computer right on their hip with an iPhone. So your job actually becomes a computer. So you turn your laptop into your ATM machine, and it just constantly brings money flowing into it. But you have to find the right businesses. You have to really study and get to know yourself, but you also have to do some self-development. A lot of young people, they were never taught money. It's something that they don't teach in school. They learn how to make it. They learn how to save it, but they never learn how to keep it. And I try to teach young people how to change the way they think, because once you get rid of that stinking thinking, you can stop that stanking banking, because we start to use money to work for us instead of us working so hard for money. You could get a 40-hour job, and you could work 40 hours a week, 40 years, you're going to only get 40% of what you were worth. And then once you get fired or you retire, you may have to go back to get another J-O-B just to make ends meet. So therefore, the J-O-B stands for jump out of bed, jump on a bus, you have a car, jump on a beltway, because you are going to your journey of the broke. And for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to be J-O-B, just outside the bank, because when you get your check, you look at your check, you look at how much taxes they take out, you want a J-O-B, jump off a building, because you are only just over broke, because you just get paid just enough to keep coming back to get a little bit more every 2 weeks. And most people with jobs, they say the same thing between pay periods. Two words they always say, I'm broke. And they're waiting for their check to come. Can't wait till I get paid. With this business, you get paid in your sleep. You click in the middle of the night. It's like a cab, but only thing, you ain't got to get in your car. You stay in your pajamas, get up online, and send 50 people an opportunity to see what it is that you're doing that's making you and your family so happy. Why y'all jumping on planes? Every time I look at your Facebook page, you're on an island. Your feet are up in the sand. You're scuba diving. You're you're just doing all these things that people don't think about doing, because once you get rid of the fear of money, and a lot of people may not say, I'm not scared of money. However, they will not go to their job and put their feet up on their desk, because their boss will come in and fire them. This gets to the point where you not only fire your boss, but you hire your boss. Guess what? He drinks coffee too. And you never know who you meet who can be an opportunity just to be a superstar. We look a lot of times for people to get in business with. I look for people who not to get in business with. I look for people to tell me no, so I can walk away from them, and 3-4 months later, they see me, they ask me, are you still doing that thing? I say, are you still working that job? But a lot of times, we just let things just go by. They go right over our head. There's a gentleman who's the vice president of sales of our company. It went over his head for 4 months. He now averages $1 million a month. This company is trying to create 300 millionaires before December the 31st, 2013. As I said, they just got here in 2009, in September. That first year, this company grossed $9 million, and that was just a three-month period, from September to December. In 2010, they grossed $45 million. In 2011, this company grossed over $300 million. And last year, 2012, the numbers will come out in at fiscal year, but Organo Gold is changing the complexion of multi-level marketing with integrity, honor, and dignity. And their opportunity is just unbelievable. They already have created over 90 people who are very, very close or over into millionaire status. But it's not about the money. Listen to me real good. I'm going to say it really slowly. It's not about the money. It's about serving someone. It's about serving people who have dreams that just that. Their dreams. They have great ideas that stay on the couch for 10, 20, 30 years. An idea is nothing but a great idea as long as it's on that couch. But unless they get off that couch and put that idea into motion and create it into an action, then they may have the opportunity to be able to be prosperous. And it's not about the money. It's living a better life. It's actually helping your children know who you are. And I'm talking about your great, great, great grandchildren. Ask yourself something. Do I know my great, great, great grandfather's name? And chances are, no. You want to know why? He didn't leave you nothing. Just imagine your great, great, great grandchildren knowing your name because you leave them something. You leave them a powerful legacy and an opportunity that not only gave you income, but it created what's called residual income. This mailbox money, it never stops. Even when you're gone, your business still increases and grows. Once you put it on the automatic pilot, it's just like watch it grow. You cannot turn the money off. It's amazing. I can't tell you. I mean, I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I'm trying to tell you something. The internet is net worthy. So throw a net in there and just scoop up people. Scoop up people who are deserving, who are ready to serve, people who are self-starters. And at the same time, teach yourself something. Teach yourself how to dream bigger. Teach yourself how to share your dreams to the point where people want to join you, not just the business that you're doing, but they just want to join you because you have become the leader that you have been looking for. We're all looking for a leader. Even President Obama is hopeful that a good person comes and replaces him. So we constantly look for leaders. But I say look inside yourself. And my last few words I want to say on this is that when you look inside yourself, there's a God in you. There is a God in you. And God gives you dreams that you have every night when you sleep and every morning you wake up. It is He restored my soul. So when you get on your path and something in your brain say, turn here, turn there, do this, do that, follow the goodness in your heart, and the God in you will lead you to the prosperity that you so deserve, that you so want. But we turn the other way. We take the wrong path, and we get in with the wrong people. Remember, you are like who you are like. And every person is a image of the first 10 people that they know. You're going to make about $200 difference from your friends. So you might want to change your friends. And we're going to be making some great friends this Thursday night at the Metro Points Hotel. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be there. I'm telling you.
It's going to be off the chain. We're going to take another break, man. I agree with you 100%. This is going to be an evening of making proper friends. Association means something. Who you associate with means something. Either they're going to come like you or you become like them. But association means something. We're going to come back. I want you to touch upon what you said. You said a little tidbit of it. You said people are scared of pyramids, but Jesus had a pyramid. I want you to come back and expand on that. We'll be right back. Money. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. We're talking to Johnny. Listen, he is the entrepreneur of an entrepreneur. He He's been doing this for a long time, and he does it with class, and he does it with excellence. He doesn't just walk the walk. He talks the talk, and he does things that supports businesses. He has supported Be There magazine. If I had 10 Johnny, I would have a magazine beyond a magazine. All I need is people like Johnny. If we had people who had the attitude and the uplifted spirit that he has, and the motivational aspect and the do good that he wants to do. But touch upon this word of pyramid and why it's a bad word. But you related something about Jesus and pyramids. Give us your take on that.
Yes, Jesus started a pyramid with 12 disciples. And what Jesus told his pyramids was to feed my sheep. And he ordained his disciples to become disciples of Christ, to spread the good word. And that's the thing that we fail to do. We fail. It's kind of like a tape recorder. When we're born, we kind of record everything that comes into our sight, sound, taste, feel, or hearing. And it stays in our mind forever. But we forgot what God told us. God has already gave us the tools that we need. And so we get involved with people, and then we get involved with a second person. And that's two people that involved with us. That's the beginning of a pyramid of friendship. The United States is based on a pyramid with the president at the top. Your job is a pyramid with the CEO at the top. However, with this kind of pyramid, your job, you can't bring anyone in. You might get a finder's fee, but you can't get paid forever for bringing someone into your business, like, say, your job. So pyramids, it's a misnomer. There's a myth about pyramids that kind of turns people, because I do remember when pyramids first started, you would go to somebody's house and bring $100, and then you'd give your $100 up, and then the next week you'd bring somebody else, and that was illegal. But a pyramid today is considered anything that does not have a product. But if you have a product and you're delivering services or good, it's not a pyramid. But when you're bringing in people to something and you're starting with one, then two, then three, then four, then six, then nine, then 27, and it's something which is generating income, you're helping other people help other people help other people helping other people. And it eventually grows and grows. After a 3, 4-year, 5-year period, a lot of things can change if you have high energy. That's the thing. High energy will create high income. Low energy, low income. No energy, you will create no income. That's called having a job. No energy, because most people don't want to go to work. They don't want to get up on Monday. They have all these cliches. It's over the hump Wednesday. Oh, they got, oh, Friday Eve is Thursday. And then, oh, thank God it's Friday, just to go for 48 hours and look at television. And then Sunday night, oh, Lord, I got to go back to work tomorrow. But this is a game changer. What's happening now is a game changer. And if you can find your way out to 8500 Annapolis Road Thursday night, you are going to see a room full of game changers. I'm talking about gorgeous people, beautiful men and women of destiny. This is what Russell is doing for us. I love Russell Price so much, it's just crazy. I done bought his book, same book, 3 times, and I did it to young ladies.
Is he your man or is your head his man?
Straight talk, no chaser.
Information that's hard to swallow, but good to know. But we're gonna do this thing, Johnny. I'm telling you, we're gonna make this thing help people. The whole purpose of the Coalition of Concerned Businesses and the Be There magazine is to put people together, beautiful people, people of excellence. It makes people feel good. I've seen people's faces when they walk through the Metro Points Hotel. They come in and they say, wow, look at these people. And they can see that these aren't no everyday local yokel jokers. These people are somebody of stuff. They say, how can I be in a room with that many people? And they walk around and everybody looks well, everybody's dressed well, everybody acts. These people are doing something. They say, these people are doing something. We had the pleasure of Pinky Lee Taylor launching her party last time. She brought in a group of women that was of excellent caliber who liked to shop. We had entertainers there, people of caliber who can play instruments, that can perform. We also had you come through, people who are what they call a motivational speaker and an excellent entrepreneur. Where can you get that? Nobody is doing that. This is why this is so unique. It's called Be There Magazine After Dark, networking at its best. I call it the voice of the businesses. It's the American Idol for business. It's everything that these so-called TV shows have to try to get talent. We now get it for business. We're doing the same concept as The Voice. They have The Voice. People come up and try to sing, and they hear The Voice. They turn around. Oh, you could be the next. No, we can do that same thing. You could be the voice of business. You come out, you speak. This is the next business that could be the voice of America. It could be the voice of our business. You're going to come out and meet these people. It's going to be like that. So I want to thank you especially for your support, but also for your business and your tenacity to want to do your business. We have been doing this for over 30 years. I never stopped. I understand that people look at you and say, why you do this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And they stop. The name of the game is never stop. Never stop. If you have to stop, then you're not involved with what you do. You don't believe what you do. Nobody stops. A quitter never wins, and a winner will never quit, because you have to understand that, hey, this is what it's about. It's about you doing what's necessary. What you're doing, what's necessary to be who you are, to be what you are. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely. You are preaching better than I'm saying amen.
So we know we're gonna do this thing. We're gonna make sure that people get the information is power. Without information, you have nothing. You can't do nothing if you don't have the information. You can only get in trouble without the information. You say, "Oh, I didn't know." Well, you should have known. That's what information is about. You should have known. How come you don't know? You know, you didn't ask. You didn't get the information. Information will kill you if you don't have it. And we're going to make sure people get the information. We're going to empower them to understand where to go, who to call, how to get there. You're going to give them opportunity of a lifetime. If they don't see that vision, then it's not for them. I like the part where you said, I want people to say no. I want them to say no, because I want the next person to say yes. I'm not looking for the no. I'm looking for the yes. I want the person. It's like Be There Magazine, the coalition of certain businesses. I talked to them the other day. They become no people. No. Thank you for the no. I'm glad you know. Now you don't know me. Now you won't know Johnny. Now you won't know the entertainers. Now you won't know people like yourself. That if you tell me no, you're not telling just me no. You're telling thousands of people that I know no. Because you won't get a chance to know who I know now because you said no. No is a bad, bad word to tell a person who knows people. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, sir. It's www.bebedmagazine.com.
BeThereMagazine.com. We're going to come back with some closing statements. You're going to give us some closing statements, and we're going to look forward to seeing you on Thursday. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Welcome back. Give us your website again and your full name and everything that they can do, and then give us some closing statements.
Well, my website is my name, johnnybeason.com, JohnnyBeason. And in my closing statement, I really just want to say a poem. And this poem is so dear to me because it talks of what we're trying to do. The title of the poem is Trend. And it was written by my mother. God loves her because God has her. In this world of changing ways, we have friendships that come and go. And as the friend I am with you, my feelings can't help but show. I want to make it simple and keep it yet sincere to let you know a friend like you is something I hold dear. You gave me the chance to know you in many different ways, and with a thought of you on mind, my words have this to say. A friend is someone special, like a candle in the dark. They give you a feeling of warmth and trust on me. You left that mark. Once you make a friend, don't ever let them go. For like a plant with love and care, the magic is how they grow. A friend is like the sunshine that breaks a cloudy day, a warm voice on the telephone that brings these words your way. There's only one thing left to say to give my message an end. To you I send the warmest thanks, for in you I found a friend. Margaret Beeson, August 5th, 1933, April 29th, 2004. My mother went home to see God yesterday. I'm happy for her soul. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone have a wonderful day, and I'll see you at Be There Magazine after dark, Thursday, May the 2nd, the Metro Point Hotel. Be there or be square.
Be there or be square. Well, I'll be there, and I'll see you there. Thank you.